Hello and welcome to Heat's We're Obsessed With podcast. That's where a bunch of us from Heat get together to talk about the stories that we are obsessed with this week. And what a week it is for stories. Just to let you know, this comes out weekly. It comes out every Friday. For more showbiz gossip, the magazine is, of course, out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7 and you can go to heatworld.com and get us in your timelines for breaking news. So we have to start with the Markle madness.
Yeah. Yes.
Gosh,
Meghan Markle's
every
family.
Other minute you've got a development in this crazy saga that is the Markle family.
To be a fly on the wall at Kensington Palace right now.
Yeah.
Imagine the conversations.
What will the Queen be saying if they're even keeping her across it?
I know.
Yeah.
Do you think
she
they are?
She must be following this like a hawk. Like,
she's following Heat World and can see everything that's
absolutely.
Happening.
I reckon she likes a bit of gossip, actually. I think you're right. It's probably entertaining her. Do you think that Meghan sort of explained all of this to Harry, you know, when it looked like they were going to get married? Do you think she said, look, by the way...
I reckon so.
But I don't even think she would have known just how far her crazy relatives would go. Like...
Yeah.
Could she have foreseen Samantha Markle, her horrible half-sister, just being so rude about her all the time on TV? Like, I mean, they're not close, but she's gone hell for leather. She is just really raking it in.
They are milking it, aren't they?
And her half-brother writing an open letter to Harry.
There's no way
like anyone cares what
he
says. Like,
I know.
Honestly, they're just... I really think they're the worst kind of...
I feel sorry for her.
I do too.
Just, you know, they're obviously the family members that she's kind of decided to disassociate herself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, some people just aren't close with their family and they're just digging their claws in, you know, trying to get any kind of, I assume it's money.
Money, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, you know, a bit of attention as well.
And it's their 15 minutes, isn't it?
Totally.
This is their 15
it's
minutes
just,
of fame.
It's a bit sick. I mean, even today's 2 days before the wedding, you've got... Thomas Markle Jr., the brother's ex-wife, who hasn't seen Meghan in 20 years, arriving today to conduct interviews. It's like, what?
Completely uninvited, lands in Heathrow.
And who arrived a couple of days ago? That was another whole load of people who've never seen her.
Another bunch. I can't even remember.
I've lost track. Yeah, like distant relatives that have no say. They just have no relationship with it. It's revolting. You got the ex-wife's son as well. I read today he's actually now releasing a range of marijuana products that he grows himself called Markle Sparkle. Like they really aren't just like using any trick they can. And then you've got poor old Thomas Markle Senior, the dad, who has been giving us his will he won't he saga that's literally given me a
on the edge of the edge of our seats the entire week.
And actually, oh God, that's a terrible thing to say because he has actually had a heart attack. But we've only today had it absolutely confirmed that he won't be walking her up the aisle after so much uncertainty.
In a statement from Meghan herself.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, it was a bit of a strange statement. So she said, I've always been fond... What did she say?
I have always cared for my father and hope he can be given the space he needs to focus on his health. Yeah. On the Kensington Palace headed paper.
I mean, I think it's very clear that in terms of the structure of the family dynamics, like her and Doria, the mum, have lived a sort of separate life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Clearly, you know, she is close to her dad, but like they're not, you know, it's not one of those really close father-daughter relationships. So I think she just must be sitting there all bemused. I feel sorry for him. He's naive and he's been taken a bit of a ride. I don't think he's the same... calculating streak as his silly.
No, I think I just wonder why no one's sort of stepped in and
offered
him advice
ASAP.
I mean, do you think the palace did offer any help?
Well, this is the thing, isn't
it? I'm surprised if they didn't. They're normally so like savvy at training you to say.
It's hardly
the right
their first the royal family's first controversy, is it? So you would have thought they would have had the steps in place to make sure this didn't really happen.
I think maybe because this all happened so quickly, like as far as we knew. Last week, maybe even more recently, Thomas Markle was arriving in the country to walk his daughter down the aisle. Suddenly, the weekend happens. We find out that he's been, you know, selling pics to the Pats and all that kind of stuff. And every day, there's been this whole lot. I don't think the palace even foresaw it themselves. I think it's just come out of nowhere.
And they've got a lot to deal with anyway.
Yeah. So at this point, it's just like.
It is quite funny, though, isn't it?
As much as various family members have tried to taint it, I'm living for the drama, honestly, and I'm so excited for the day.
Oh, yeah, it's only built it up even more, hasn't it? Like, it is the ultimate sort of reality TV show.
I have my house kitted out in all the bunting.
All the bunting.
And, tacky.
Do you?
Tacky.
See, I'm not really doing anything.
Whereas
with Wills and Kate, I went to a party. I went to a street party. Then we watched it on TV at a friend's house and we all dressed up. I don't feel the same about this one.
Oh, Joe, come round to my party.
I feel like I'm actually, now we've got, you know, a couple of days where I'm like, oh, I should really do something.
Oh, no, this is going to be great. I was living in Mexico for Kate and Wills. So it was, it kicked off at about 5 in the morning and went all the way until about 10. And I was living with a bunch of French people who just did not understand my crazy patriotic streaks. They all went to bed and I stayed up the entire night with my blanket, like crying my eyes out, just like the hysteria of
it. Incredible.
Yeah. And then they all got up for work in the morning. I was just going to bed. I was like, that was a great night.
Tell you what, I just can't wait for this whole, when the Crown eventually gets round to 2010s. I just can't wait for it to be.
When will that be? I was wondering.
Oh God, I'll probably be about 90 years
old.
Exactly.
Oh, we'll be remember Thomas. Ourselves. We won't remember it. Yeah.
Well, moving on though to royalty of another kind. Victoria Beckham. Yes. Posh is looking for a PA. So there's been a job advertised for her fashion company in London. Top priority, must ensure that NDAs are signed when engaging with any third party.
Yeah.
So there is absolutely no gossiping about the Beckhams.
Well, that's me out completely. I'd probably be sued within minutes.
Yeah, I think in the job spec as well, it did say that you have to be just like very discreet. I'm like, oh no, that's not me. I guess anyone who works at Heat probably wouldn't want to apply.
No, might not get
or
it.
Or get the job.
Exactly. Imagine the Spice Girls gossip.
I know.
Imagine Victoria and David's gossip.
Well, imagine, yeah.
I mean, that is that, you know, we don't know what goes on in that relationship, but I just think there must be so much gossip.
So much. Every single thing is like ironclad protected.
Yes.
Imagine the NDA.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so what do we think the job would involve then?
Oh.
Lucky work. I think like picking up lots of crap.
Dropping Carper off at school. Imagine the conversations at the school gates with the yummy mummies.
Yeah, having just listened to Harper like be all precocious and sort of
singly. Their kids, I mean, I don't know. I met their kids once and they seem to be lovely kids, given, you know, that, you know, the family that they're born into and their situation. Although as they grow up, they do seem to be a lot more precocious. But that's on social media.
Brooklyn is the worst, honestly. Yeah. I can't deal with him.
Can I just say, name drop it, I've also met the children, and they were the most polite.
Yes, very polite people.
No, look, I'm here for Cruz and Romeo, loving them. But Harper,
you're
I
not
just,
feeling Harper,
no,
are you?
No, like, I find her really, she winds me up. And
she's sorry. 7 years old, yeah, not no, even. She's six.
Now you're making me sound cruel. But this isn't just, you know, this is an opinion that we do share in the actually, I'm not going to speak on half of the magazine, but she annoys me. And then we've got Brooklyn, who I just, you know, did you see last week or the week before when he surprised David for his big birthday?
Yeah.
What are you doing here? And they fell into each other's arms. They literally have not seen each other for about 5 days.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Anyway, so, I think you probably just have to...
You would have to give
that.
Up your entire life
oh, yeah.
and dedicate it to the Beckhams.
Yes.
I think I
so
could
So if you're
do
prepared
that,
to do that, I mean, I'd quite fancy it. Just because I'm so intrigued as
so
to what
intrigued.
Goes on.
I don't think I'd last longer than like a day, though. I think it would be absolutely exhausting. Like, did you ever read like the nanny diaries and stuff, reading about like just having to serve like the rich and like upper... I don't know, the upper echelon.
I think I could do it.
You end up living a good life, though, because you stay in all the best places, you fly first class,
but
private
treated,
jet.
You are not treated
the same.
I don't think. I mean, I'm sure they're lovely employers, but I don't think you would get the same luxury. I think you'd be running around like a headless chicken.
Once the contract was up, I'd do a tell-all book.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be the extended
well,
Markle
sue
family.
You, though. They would sue
they
your ass.
But it doesn't matter, because you'd make so much money from the film rights that it kind of paid off.
Yeah,
oh,
I guess so. And you'd also have to learn how to make watermelon cakes.
Victoria
Beckham's birthday cake was a watermelon.
Delicious.
Yep.
I mean, it would be interesting to see what Victoria Beckham actually eats.
Yeah, like what would you do? What would she send you to go and get for her
lunch? The famous no-dressing salad.
Yeah, exactly.
And how much goodies...
Salad, no dressing.
Are there actually any goodies in their house? Because she must be so hungry that she would be tempted by goodies. So there's not actually... There's only literally fruit,
she's sort of,
sushi.
Yeah, she has like Instagram bits that like the kids snack on and it's kind of like chia seeds.
Frozen grapes, wasn't it?
Yeah,
one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I kind of like them, and then I don't at the same time.
If Victoria happens to be listening, I think I would do it. I mean, I'd maybe do my heat job on the side.
I'm sure it pays better than a job in the media.
I think it would probably pay quite well.
Yeah. I agree.
And you'd get loads of freebies. And I wonder if you get free Victoria Beckham clothes.
You probably
if you
would
did,
that.
That would be a good reason to do it.
Yeah.
I love her clothes.
The work perks.
We've got to talk about our campaign, Where's Your Head At? This is a new campaign that Bauer has launched this week, which is Mental Health Awareness Week. And that is to change the law. We're asking everybody to sign a petition to change the law to make all companies, businesses and colleges have a mental health first aider in place, just as you would a normal first aider. We've had loads of celebrities involved. Charlotte Crosby, Kem Ketaney, Anne-Marie, Jess Glynn. It's been absolutely brilliant. The petition, and the last time I looked, I think we were nearly on 30,000 signatures. So I should say now, when people can go and sign...
Where's your head at.org.
That's it. Thank you very much. So I should say now, people can go and sign this petition, where'syourheadat.org. I feel like I'm really proud to be part
it's
of
amazing.
This.
It's a real game changer.
This is so important because Bauer did the survey which says that 90% of people think there is still that stigma around. Because obviously, you know, we've come quite a long way in terms of being open about mental health issues. But I think there is still a long way to go, especially in the workplace.
Absolutely.
You know, influencers and kind of a younger audience. I know that in education it's much more, you know, they focus on it a lot more. But in the workplace, not so much, I feel.
Yeah.
No, and I feel what's been great is the fact that the celebrities that we've talked to have been so candid about how they suffer, you know, talking to us really honestly. And I think that is just another great way to normalise the conversation because that's what it's all about, isn't it? Just normalising it, making people realise, because again, the survey said one in four people will reveal that they have suffered at some point in their life with mental health issues. I mean, to be honest, I think we all have to certain degrees, haven't we?
I mean, we all struggle with our thoughts. Everyone has health. Yes. So it's just like, where is your head at this point in time?
Yeah.
And the brain is so powerful and can really do crazy things and make you think crazy things. And so it's just a...
Especially in a work environment where people are, like, inevitably under stress at points in time. Like, it's inevitable that at some point you're going to... you know, struggle more than others. So it's great to have that support.
Yeah, definitely.
It's so important. There shouldn't be a kind of defeatist attitude. You know, it shouldn't feel defeatist, or you shouldn't be embarrassed to open up to your boss or to a colleague or even to a mental health
Well, if there was someone there that you knew, you could just have that chat. So, yeah, that will happen, guys. And you need to go and sign the petition, where'syourheadat.org. Moving on to some baby news, as we always have a little bit of baby news in this. Frank Lampard and Christine Lampard are pregnant.
Yay!
Which is very exciting. I actually really like those two as a couple.
I agree. They seem very normal and just kind of down to earth.
Yeah. And they're really into each other, which is
really into each other.
Which is always, it's not always a given.
One thing I think people didn't know about Frank Lampard, which they definitely do now, is that he's a very intelligent guy.
He's so smart. Yeah. Isn't
so
he?
Smart.
Yeah. And, I like that fact.
Yeah, and so I think that, they're really, really cute. Yeah. Frank already has got two girls. One of them's called Luna, which I always thought was a lovely name.
Yeah.
But Christine has always wanted her own kids. Because I wondered because they've been together for a long time without having kids.
Yeah, they have.
But you never know why that is.
I mean, she has spoken about like finding a place as the stepmom, and I think, you know, she's taken to the role really well and like speaks so much about how much she loves his kids. But I think there has been that element of her really wanting her own too. I mean, for whatever reason, they haven't yet, but clearly they are just beyond ecstatic at the news. Both of them did very gushing tweets.
Huge congratulations to them
congrats.
Both.
Yeah.
And also to Chrissy Teigen and John Legend, who have had a baby boy.
Yeah.
So cute.
Another their great kids, celeb couple.
I mean, goodness,
and
those
also
two.
Another Luna baby. There's, you know, their eldest is also called Luna.
She is, you're right.
Yeah. She's the price of one.
So we'll look forward to more pictures of him and his name, which we don't know yet.
Wait.
And, you know, if it's like their daughter, Luna, she's the
gorgeous.
Cutest. Yeah.
Imagine being born into that family as well. You'd be loving life.
Do you know, the best times when it's like Halloween and Chrissy dresses her up in like a million funny outfits.
Yeah.
And she's got that sort of like completely save me face on.
Yeah.
I can't wait for like the boy to have same treatment.
I love a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Even a Kardashian baby.
Even a Kardashian baby.
So the Kardashians are in the news again.
Yeah.
Kim's lollipop. So she has posted this Insta pic advertising an appetite suppressant lollipop. So many people have spoken out against her, including celebs. And the best one ever, Jameela Jamil, said it was that she is a terrible and toxic influencer influence on young girls, and I could not agree more.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen to that. She is a terrible influence for young girls.
And, I mean, she has two daughters now and a son. Like, she is, like, you are the worst kind of role model to possibly... Actually, I'm still kind of shocked by the whole
thing. She doesn't need the money. She does not need the money. There are some things, Kim, that you can say no to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to advertise every single thing that people want you to advertise.
It just seems very low. Even for Kim Kardashian, it seems very lowbrow. And I'm a Kardashian apologist. Like, you know, I appreciate their business acumen and all.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing obviously doing amazingly well. But does it really... This is the kind of... Does she need this money?
Yeah.
Like, no, she doesn't. She absolutely doesn't.
Maybe it's one of her ventures. Because why would she literally just put her name to something so revolting?
But for some reason, and I don't know why, young girls do look up to her, at what, you know...
Yeah.
And she's completely unrealistic. I mean, that's the other scary thing, is that her figure is... You know, her body is... you know, it's not a realistic figure, is it? And her Instagram posts are completely filtered.
It's just very irresponsible.
But this is, totally irresponsible.
And Jamila's right. I think toxic is
I do feel sorry for Generation Z and the youth of today, because honestly, if that was the person that you were looking up to, it's just, like you say, it's just unrealistic.
But I think, thankfully, because there's been such a strong reaction from everyone, you know, she's taken it down now. Like, I mean, I'm waiting for her to say something.
There'll be something.
Yeah. But I think at least there's been enough damage control that people who might have been influenced by that will think, okay.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Just think, what were you thinking?
Oh.
What were you thinking? I mean,
I know.
When Kendall did the Pepsi ad, that was a pretty bad, but actually.
Yeah. That, you know, Kendall was like, you know, fine compared to this.
Yeah, exactly. Monstrosity. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Kardashians definitely go too far with their sponsored content, in my eyes. Yeah.
Way too far.
Because they don't need the money.
I mean, it's bad enough when they're always doing their fit tea posts and flat tums, but this is actually like...
Suppress your appetite, girls. But what she's saying is not eating is good.
Yeah.
Oh, can't wait to promote this. Do you know what, for the kind of former Love Island contestants, I mean, we love Love Island, but... If you actually do need the money, and you know what, you're going to milk the fame
for
all
I could imagine
worth.
It from someone of a Love Island contestant, not Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian. There was there's no need for anybody to do it, but
Kim
Kardashian even less so.
No, we say no.
Well, on that note, let's finish things up. Let's go get ready for the royal wedding.
Yes.
Yeah. We will be back same time, same place next week. This is the We're Obsessed With podcast. It comes out weekly every Friday. For more showbiz gossip, the magazine's out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7 and you can go to heatworld.com for breaking news. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.